To City of Iqaluit Council meeting number 6. We will start with a moment of silence. Thank you, everybody. I have a couple amendments. 9C, appointment of Deputy Fire Chief Landis Carmichael, and that will be myself. We're going to move C to D, the current C, that is the request for decision for allocations. That will be moved to D. And we're going to add E, crosswalk painting permission, verbal by myself. And if I can get an adoption of agenda, Councillor Stevenson moves, Deputy Mayor Brewster seconds. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Unanimous, thank you, everybody. Moving right into minutes, Engineering and Public Works Committee of the Whole meeting number 1, dated September 1st, 2020. Councillor Stevenson moves, Councillor Lucasy seconds. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor. Perfect. Thank you. Any declaration of interest tonight? Seeing none. Statements. Councillor statements. Councillor Lucasy.
Thanks, Mayor Bell. Having vote in favor of motion 20-243, I'd like to revisit that motion at the next council meeting. Lately, I have been seeing posts and people have been blaming the city in regards to the dog that has been in care of IHS Princess. I would like to remind the public that the dog in question was deemed vicious by the Nunavut Court of Justice. I'd also like to point out that when a dog attacks another dog, they should immediately be destroyed as per our Inuit Kaimayutokani. Speaking of dogs, I'd like to add another item to the next agenda meeting with registering our pets free of charge immediately. That will help us, city, the bylaw, and the public relocating their dogs. I would also like to personally apologize to Ben Chovic for sending his dog out of the territory to be adopted. This dog he owned was to be a bear watch dog. Ben Chovic clearly told Iqaluit Humane Society that he was waiting for his elder's pension to bail him out. Why did we allow this to happen to an elder? We recently camped out at American Island for the long weekend and we felt safe from potential encounters with a polar bear due to the fact that we brought my dog to alert us from any potential visits to the camp. Ben Chovic needed the sense of protection and security. We failed as city elected officials in ensuring Ben's dog was not sent out. Ben is now on the lookout to train another dog because IHS could not wait for payment and send him out for adoption. We need to do this. We need to do better and fix our recent current situation to ensure that we are working with dog owners, especially those destined to protect a camp from spring till the end of fall. To my statement, I'd like to ask for your support in this important matter at the next council meeting and ensuring that we offer a free registration to all pet owners. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Councillor Lucasy. Any other councillor statements? Seeing none, we will move into old business. Canada Emergency Response Benefit, CERB, and Income Assistance Response Letter. Everyone got the letter. I don't know if you guys want to make any comments to that letter. Councillor Lucasy, did you have your hand up? No. Thanks. So we'll just put it on as a matter of correspondence. Perfect. Moving into new business, appointment of Development Officer Mark Bodrick. Mark isn't here tonight, I don't believe. Oh, he's watching the live stream. But we need a motion to appoint him as our planning director.
Development officer.
To allow him to have delegated authority for developments. Councillor Shepherd moves. Councillor Stevenson seconds. Comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, everybody. Moving into B, Appointment of Director Emergency Services, Fire Chief Jeff Springs. Jeff is in the back of the room here, or at the front of the room, whatever way we look at it. Jeff's been with us for some time now, but he's just moved into the director's role. We need a motion. Councillor Kumlik moves. Councillor Awa seconds. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you very much, and welcome, Jeff. Thanks. Moving on to C, appointment of Deputy Fire Chief Landis Carmichael. Hi, Landis. Landis is brand new. How long have you been here now, Landis?
Third week.
There you go. Welcome. We need a motion. Deputy Mayor Brewster, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, a call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you very much, and welcome, Landis, and we look forward to working with you. So, moving into C, request for decision for the allocation of COVID-19 response food security funding 2020-2021. Mary Amoli, our finance officer, will present to us. Is she here?
She is here.
Oh, that is D. What is C now? Oh, I already did it. Yes. Thank you. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Welcome. The floor is yours.
Thanks. This is the request for decision for the staff recommendations for the allocation of COVID-19 response food security funding 2020-2021. The COVID-19 Food Security Initiative is meant to assist organizations and programs in addressing food security issues that have arisen or are exacerbated as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. We propose allocating $2,800 of the food security funds to Embrace Life Council for Embrace Life Day. We propose the following options. 1. Accept the recommendations as presented. 2. Accept the recommendations with changes. There are no policy implications identified. The benefits and outcomes are as follows. Food security funds will be allocated to provide community benefits. There are no disadvantages or challenges identified. The request for decision is in line with the strategic plan as follows. Community and economic development. Build strong partnerships and collaboration with the private sector, educational institutions, Inuit organizations, and other levels of government. There is a total cost of $2,800 if proposal is approved as recommended. The source of funding will be the food security funds from the government of Nunavut. We were allocated $200,000 and we've already distributed $140,000. Staff recommend that the council accept the recommendations as presented. Thank you.
Councillor Awa moves. Councillor Stevenson seconds. Any comments, questions, and concerns for Mary? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Moving on to E, crosswalk painting permission. I was contacted by Tess Thurber. Who looks after, I'm trying to get to make sure the right name here, is the Positive Space Club at Inukshuk High School. And they want permission from the city to paint one of our crosswalks between the college and the high school in pride colors. So each line would be a different number. Deputy Mayor?
I'll move.
Deputy Mayor moves to provide permission. Councillor Shepherd seconds. Any comments, questions, concerns? Councillor Kumlik?
I'm glad that is happening. Well, it's proposed because that line has always been moving up. It started us way up, and then it worked its way down. So I'm happy to support that motion.
Excellent. Any other? Deputy Mayor Brewster?
I'm really happy to support this motion and to support all of the young people in our community who identify as queer or LGBTQ and 2S. And I think it's a great initiative. Thank you.
Agreed. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you very much, everybody. Moving into committee reports. Engineering and Public Works Committee of the Whole report, September 1st, 2020. Councillor Stevenson, a verbal report, please.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. This will be a brief verbal report, as there were no motions that came or recommendations for motions that came from that committee meeting, but we did hold that committee meeting last Tuesday. At the committee meeting, there was a report or a presentation, excuse me, on the dam safety plan, a presentation on the long-term water supply, and a presentation on the solid waste facility that we're working on. And those three presentations made up the Public Works Committee of the Whole meeting. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. All of us, I think most of us were here. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, we will move right into Strategic Planning and Economic Development Committee of the Whole report, September 3rd, 2020. Deputy Mayor Brewster, verbal report. Oh, no, you have a report, don't you? You have the floor.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. You're right. The report is in everybody's package. So we met the Strategic Planning and Economic Development Committee of the Whole met on Thursday, September 3rd, 2020, for meeting number two. The motion to report, there are two motions. Committee recommends to the council that a letter of recommendation be forwarded to the government of Nunavut approving the request to locate a cannabis store at 1501 Federal Road, conditional upon approval of a development permit. That was the motion that we allowed to stand from the meeting in August. And the second motion we had was the committee recommends to council to approve the signage project, one by using concept one city office building sign, but will look like the non-public building sign with the main color being blue, and on the right will be white with the City of Iqaluit colored logo. This design will be used for all city signs, including public buildings, non-public buildings, all parks and recreation cemeteries. That the signs include the three official languages being Inuktitut, English, and French, as confirmed by staff with the Office of the Language Commissioner. That a final design mock-up including three official languages and Roman orthography be emailed to councillors for review and feedback. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Brewster. We have to move back to the first motion because we do need a motion. You moved it. Councillor Stevenson seconds it. Any comments, questions, concerns? Councillor Flaherty.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. Does it make sense to propose a friendly amendment? I remember talking to Jeffrey here at the city to clarify that it's a cannabis retail store as opposed to a distribution company. I think that's what should be, say, cannabis retail store, because that's the business license that they need to get approval for.
It does say cannabis store.
But Jeffrey, in my talk with him one-on-one, that they have a license for a distribution center store.
They won't anymore.
But they're different. It's different than a retail store.
They won't have a license for distribution anymore. As soon as they get this license, they're done with that one.
Okay.
So we only met on the cannabis store, not on the distribution center. So it's specifically for the cannabis store. But that's good to point out. Yeah. Any other comments, questions? Seeing none, a call for a vote. All in favor? I think it was unanimous. No?
Two against.
And against? Councillor Lucassi? Oh, it's up to you.
Sadly, I wasn't here on the 3rd because I was busy, so I'll not vote on this one.
Okay, so you abstained due to absence at that meeting. Perfect. Councillor Nuttuck, how do you vote?
No.
I raised my hand. Yes.
Oh.
In favor.
In favor? Perfect.
He said in favor.
Okay. So we had one abstain. Everyone else was for. Correct? Okay, thank you. Everyone put their hand up at different times and made me. Now back to number two, the 20-06. Deputy Mayor moves. Councillor Kumalik seconds. Any comments, questions, concerns about that motion? No? Deputy Mayor. Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Perfect. Thank you, everybody. That was harder than it needed to be. Moving on to correspondence, NRI application. And it's from Moshe Cote, Manager Research Liaison, Nunavut Research Institute, application scientific research license from Iola Shepherd School of Architecture, University of Waterloo, titled Housing Nunavut for All Ages. Motion required. Councillor Shepherd moves. Councillor Stevenson seconds. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Against? All four and two against. Councillor Awa against, Councillor Kumalik against.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you, everybody. Now I need a motion to go in camera. Councillor Stevenson moves. Councillor Awa seconds. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, everybody. We will...
5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. We have to call. We have to make a phone call. In favor? Unanimous. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you, staff.